Now listen, the world memory champ Neo is coming in later. He's Ben Pridmore. He's in some kind of contest this coming weekend.
Some kind of contest?
Yeah.
It's a memory Olympiad.
That's right. Anyway, we're going to do a little thing on him. We're going to give him a little test. I'm writing numbers down.
Right.
And he's going to have to remember them.
Oh, brilliant.
But he does remembering cards and remembering events and all kinds of stuff. He's the world memory champion. Ben Pridmore is coming in later. So is Natalie Imbruglia, the world's best-looking woman. Now, let me just tell you something. This weekend is the World Memory Championships. Now, we were mentioning this earlier on. We've got Ben Pridmore here. Now, I just would like you to give him a round of applause. Hi, Ben. How are you? Good afternoon.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, if you just come forward onto the microphone a little bit, because we're going to do a little experiment to see how good Ben really is. Ben's the reigning world memory number one in the world ranking list and one of eight international grandmasters of memory. Despite always having a talent for maths and puzzles, he started studying French and German at university before deciding that it was a horrible dead end, according to him, and got a job instead. He now works as a financial analyst, of course, and lives in Derby. You joined Mensa how long ago?
About 10 years ago now.
All right, now, what is the secret of memorising facts, figures, numbers? What is that big secret that we should know?
Well, the main secret to it is turning everything into mental pictures. Your brain processes graphical information a lot better than it processes anything artificially created like words or numbers or anything like
that. How do you do that with numbers then? I can understand how you would do it with remembering dates or people's names, but how do you do it with numbers?
What you do is you convert each number into a picture. Each three-digit number, I have a mental image in my brain for.
So you know, 100 would be what?
Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
But surely that elongates the process almost, because then you've got to convert, when you're remembering, the picture back into the number.
Not really, it's just a matter of practice. Now I can do it immediately. I see a number, I automatically see this picture.
Right. What else are you able to remember apart from numbers? For example, if we told you what the Derby winner was in 1974, and then the Derby winner in 1978, and then the Derby winner in 1981, would you take that on board and be able to give me those at a later date, perhaps a month later?
Probably, yeah. I'd create a picture out of the name of the horse, or what have you, another picture out of the number of the year, associate the two together. So if in 1974 it was won by Red Rum.
Yeah.
1974 is beer. So I'd imagine just mixing beer and rum together, flush them together. I've got that picture stuck in my head.
This is your own code, is it?
This is my own code. This is a couple of different systems for creating numbers. This is one I thought up myself, but it's all along the same basic principles that everyone uses.
How close is it to mathematics? How close is it to magic? Because is some of it trickery?
Well, it depends how you define trickery, I suppose, really, because it's not so much mathematics as just playing with the things that your brain can do.
Well, it's because mental agility, isn't it?
Yeah, because you watch memory guys on stage and you think, well, okay, some of it's trickery, some of it's mathematics, some of it's, as you say, association, and some of it's good memory, literally good memory. Can you pass an exam easier by having this gift?
To a certain extent, yes, but the only thing I really use these memory tricks for is tricks, competitions, that kind of thing, memorising long numbers, packs of cards.
Is your memory only good when it's conscious, if you see what I mean? Do you have to consciously know that you're going to remember something, in which case you would do your converting?
Good question.
Or could I say to you, we went out for dinner 10 years ago, what colour did I wear? Because men are notoriously bad at that. No offence.
Well, that's the thing. You do have to make a conscious effort to memorise something. You see, I believe, anyway, I don't have any kind of scientific backing to back this up, but I believe that we do have the potential to remember absolutely everything we've ever seen in our lives. It's all stored in our brains, but it's filed away very badly, because everything we remember is associated with something else. If we make a conscious effort to associate it with something that we will remember, like these pictures of mine and all that kind of thing, I can drag it back out of my memory at will. But if I've just seen it in passing, it'll be mentally associated with, I don't know, maybe the music that was on in the background. So if I heard that music, I could think, oh yeah, you were wearing that green dress. But it wouldn't come out naturally, because this ridiculously bad filing
but
system.
But generally, do you think you have a filing system that works far more efficiently than, say, most other people's?
Well, I know how to organise my filing system better.
Yeah.
That's all that it comes down to. I don't know whether it naturally works better than anybody else's.
So, potentially, you could be a walking history book if you wanted to, if you put your attention to it.
Well, I don't know. I've never tried. I think there is a limit to how much I could create associations for, remember? I mean, nobody's ever come close to being able to remember everything perfectly.
Mm, yeah. Now, last year, you came sixth at the Mental Calculation World Cup. You see, now, I didn't realise there was a Mental Calculation World Cup.
You had to qualify.
Not many people did.
It wasn't on Sky Sports.
No, but you beat the Germans on penalties to qualify.
Yeah. And this weekend, Ben's back to defend his title in the 14th World Memory Championships in Oxford. The event made its debut 1991. What will you have to do, and what are your chances, do you think, Ben?
My chances I'm not 100% certain about. I've been out of practice for the last year or so, and I've only just got back into training this last month. I did all the preparation for the years before, so it's just a matter of getting my brain back into gear.
Yeah.
And getting back in practice, so I think I'm in with a half-decent chance anyway.
What kind of test will you have to do this weekend?
Well, there's 10 different disciplines, each of them involving memorising a certain amount of information, well, as much information as possible in a certain amount of time, and then recalling it afterwards. The first competition, for example, is you'd be given a unpublished poem and given 15 minutes to memorise as much of that as possible. After that, we move on to binary digits, which is long rows of ones and zeros. We have 30 minutes of that to memorise.
Wow.
And then after that, we have an hour to memorise as many packs of cards as possible.
Now, is that the speed cards? Because you're the world record holder, aren't
No,
you?
The speed cards is the climax of the whole event, the final thing.
So how does that work?
That's where you get one pack of cards and you have to memorise the order of it, a shuffled pack, in as short a time as possible.
I thought we might do a little test with you. Are you up for a little test?
Oh, go on then.
Okay. I'm going to read you out. I've written down 15 numbers. They're not single-digit numbers. Some are two digits, some are three digits, and there's even a decimal point that I've put in there. I can't possibly see how you can remember every single one
of
these.
Well, we haven't seen it, and you haven't shown it to Ben.
No, but what about if I read them out to you, okay?
Okay.
You remember them, and then I'll play a record, and in that 3 or 4 minutes after that record's finished, you'll then come back and you'll be able to tell me those exact numbers in the sequence that I've read them to you.
Yes.
I don't think you'll be able to do it. I really don't think you'll be able to do it. Here they come. Are you ready? All right. Now, you might want to write these down. If you're in a place at home and you're not driving and or you're out somewhere and you've got a pen, you've got a piece of paper, write these numbers down. Are you ready, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
6, 10, 353, 2, 400, 23, 23 again, 41, 49, 4,000, 2,375, 666, 4.3, 40, and 16. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're with Ben Pridmore. This weekend is the World Memory Championships. Before the music, we gave Ben, who's World Memory Champion, we gave him 15 numbers, some of which were one digit, some were two digits, some were three digits, some were even decimal points. Just before we ask him to recall those numbers, we'll distract him a little further and ask him about something else.
Hard enough as it is.
Well, ask him another question just to distract him a little bit further so that he might forget it.
What I wanted to ask earlier was, why haven't you been training for this Olympiad then? You say you're just getting back into training. What have you been doing?
Well, I decided I wasn't going to compete in the World Championships this year. I decided to do something else. I was going to memorise pi to 50,000 decimal places.
Why?
Because it's there.
See, that's like me saying I'm going to go away on a golfing weekend. He's going to memorise... Did you do that as well?
I did, yes.
To 50,000 decimal places?
Yes.
What's the last digit?
One.
I don't want you to think me rude, but you know what's coming now, don't you? You know what I'm going to say to you. Do people think that you're nerdy?
Tiny bit, maybe. I'm quite proud to be nerdy, to be honest.
But that's all right. That's okay, yeah? Yeah. All right, so before the music... I think we distracted him enough now. He's not going to remember these 15. No, he's just not going to do it. Before the music, I should explain, if you've just switched on, we gave Ben here 15 numbers, including decimal points and all quite complicated and difficult numbers to remember. He remembers these by some kind of association in his own head. He's got his own code, as he's previously explained. So go through them, and we'll tell you if you're right or not. Go.
6.
Correct.
10.
Correct.
353.
Yes.
2.
Yes. Yes.
400.
Yes.
23.
Yes.
23 again.
Yes.
41.
Yes.
49.
Yes.
4,000.
Correct. Yes.
2,375.
Absolutely.
665.
Yes.
4.3.
Yes.
Oh, flip. What were the last two?
Oh. 4.3 is correct. You've got two more numbers. Not going to give you a clue.
Oh.
Gone to pieces?
Yeah.
It's done pretty good.
No, it's not good enough.
Not
it's
there.
Not. That's you have to strip me for a world championship. Where were 40-16. Thank you, Tim.
All right, now we should say that we told him the last two numbers, but that's pretty good.
Isn't well, I can
that's
do
incredible.
That.
That is pretty good, I have to say.
That time's elapsed and you distracted him. That's incredible.
Well, because what you should point out is, I remember some friends doing this at college or an experiment. The normal person can remember, what, is it 5, 6, maybe 7 digits?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to dwell on a slight failure at the end there, but why would you not be able to remember those last two numbers? Is it because we distracted you or because you didn't have a correct association?
I just didn't fix them in my mind clearly enough, obviously. I just had a blank there for some reason.
And also you're on the air as well.
So yeah, that'll probably be it. Yeah.
Very, very impressive. So 13 out of 15 is extremely impressive. Do wish you well at the weekend. I hope it goes okay. And thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're a hit. You are a hit. Ben Pridmore, everybody. By the way, Ben's competing in the World Memory Championships from this Saturday, August 13th until Monday 15th at the Oxford University Examination School. Thank you, Ben. Ooh, baby, baby, oh.